Just lift up your head and look at the projector, one or the other. Praise God. It's good to go in your Bible from time to time just so you won't forget where it's found. Amen? Praise our God. Hallelujah. First Chronicles. Or if you like me, you just keep thumbing through until you see it. First Chronicles chapter 16, and I'm going to read verse number 34, that portion of Scripture, and then we're going to be going to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 34, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18 in the New Testament. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Amen. So that speaks to me, and that speaks to you. So, if you ever wanted to know what the will of God was for your life, you just read it. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Amen. You may be seated again tonight. Praise the Lord. I want to preach tonight on appreciative. Appreciative. One of the character traits of the ACE curriculum is appreciative. These two scriptures that I have read to us tonight, or we have read together tonight, are the two scriptures that go with that character trait, appreciative. And the definition that's given for that character trait is expressing thanks to God and others for the ways they have blessed and served me. Appreciative. Amen. There are many benefits from being appreciative. And there is a great lack of appreciation in the hour that we live. You see, there's a lot of circumstances going on in the world today that are evidence of a lack of appreciation for the price of the freedom that we have in America. And you see, it's because somewhere there was a breakdown, either in the family or in the church, there was a breakdown somewhere that they did not produce in that individual to be thankful for every good thing that had been done for them. You stop and think about it just for a little bit, just really how well individuals operate when their heart is always full of thanksgiving. When they are appreciative for everything that is done for them and how they have been served or how they have been blessed. Whether it be coming from God or whether it be coming from man, when we are appreciative for what is done towards us, it produces something in us that helps us do something for others. Appreciative. Here's a little poem. "It is so good to appreciate the things others do for you. Thank them at once. Don't hesitate. Think of the trouble that they went to. You'll have a chance to reciprocate, and if you can, you should. Let's all learn how to appreciate what anyone does that's good." Appreciative. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms chapter number 8, verse number 3 and 4, it says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" Hallelujah. When I consider the heavens, Sister Pepper, the stars hung in space, the earth hung on its axis, rotating. Hallelujah. You give us night and day, and then orbiting around the sun to give us seasons. Hallelujah. And then the reality that God is mindful of me. God thinks about me. God looks my way. God hears my prayer. God brought me to salvation. God then cleansed me of my sin. God then filled me with the Holy Ghost. God then begins to direct my paths. God then, God. Woo, hallelujah. Appreciative, amen, of all the good things that God has done for you and I. Hallelujah. Very, very important that you and I become appreciative for what God has done, what God is doing, and for what God is going to do. See, because that's what faith hinges on. Faith hinges on the fact that I appreciate what God is doing in my life. How God is operating in my life. How God is leading my life. Appreciating the Spirit of God not leaving me alone. Stop and think about it just for a little bit. How many times would you have gone astray had not the Spirit of God intervened either in your heart or in your mind, or someone came along and preached to your heart, your need, and your circumstance to give you the light you needed to make the right decision? Woo! Appreciative. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for those times. Hallelujah, that you look my way and you're mindful of me, Lord. Once again, he is our high priest. He is our interceder. He intercedes for you and I. He prays for me. He prays for you. Now, it's a wonderful thing, and we appreciate when we pray one for another. Hallelujah. And we bear one another's burdens. But what about the reality and the thought pattern and the understanding that Jesus Christ is praying for me? Hallelujah. He's mindful of me, my struggles, my battles, my prayer requests. He's mindful of me as an individual. He knows right where I'm at. Wow. To me, that's something to be appreciated. Hallelujah. He's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. In Psalm 139:1, it says to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compasseth my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether, that thou hast beset me behind and before, and thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Wow. Appreciative of what God is doing for you and I right now. Right this moment. Hallelujah. Just what the psalm said. Hallelujah. You are acquainted with all my ways. That can be a blessing or it could be a curse. Hello. He's acquainted with all my ways. Hallelujah. Whether they be good or whether they be bad, he's acquainted with them. Praise God that his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. The reality of God's moving and working in my heart and in my life, he knows every little thought that I have. He knows every desire that I have. He knows every battle that I have fought and every battle that I'm in the midst of. He knows knows everything about me. He knows everything about you. If that does not bring thanksgiving into your heart and into your soul, to the reality that God is for us, He's not against us. He wants to help us rise higher above this old world than we ever have before, and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and have a heart that is filled with thanksgiving unto God. What He's doing. You know, a lot of times we really get locked up if we start looking at what God's not doing. Where do you think the source of doubt's at? Where do you think the source of unbelief's at? When you start thinking about what God is not doing, or what you think, what I think God is not doing. It's kind of like the poor atheist. Well, I've got to be there to see Him walk on the water, for I'm going to believe that He walked on the water. Well, what do you see? What does your mind think? Hello. Woo! Praise be to God. Somebody made mention, I think maybe Brother Lucas made mention about walking on the water. Amen. You know, I've never walked on water. Don't think I want to walk on water. I don't even like to be in the water. I guess if I could walk on water, that'd be a good thing. Woo, praise God. But you see, I've never been bid come out of the boat. I've never been asked of the Lord to walk on water. I've never been in that situation where I needed to walk on water. And I don't think the Lord would just say, walk on water, so I can say I walked on water. But I know for sure and of a certain that if I was in the circumstance and I was in the situation and the Spirit of God said, get out of the boat and walk on the water, that's exactly what I'd do, Brother Cisneros. That's exactly where I'd go. And that's exactly, if I sank, I sank. But I said, Lord, that's what you want. Is that not what Peter said? Yeah. But, you know, I've got to be there. I've got to be ready for it. The only way that I'll be ready for that is if I've got a heart filled with thanksgiving for what God has done. So once again, if I'm dwelling on what God hasn't done and He'll say, get out of the boat, I'll say, well, Lord, you know, I've never done this before. Well, I got news for you. Before I got saved, I'd never been saved before either. Did that keep me from getting saved? For quite a while it did. Yeah. I couldn't speak in tongues before I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Does that mean I didn't need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, I'd never done that before. That was one of the biggest, hardest problems. I had never done that before. How many realize that when you've done something before, you don't have a problem just jumping in and doing it? Yeah. Yeah. Ask Brother Cisneros to do some electrical wiring there in the kitchen. Did he back up? No. Why? Because he'd done it before. It's just easy to him. Does a great job. Yeah. Ask Brother Robert to do something in carpentry. Does he want to do it? Most of the time. Yeah. Why? Because he's done it before. Sometimes he's tired of doing it because he's done it so much. Praise God. But faith, appreciative, thanksgiving, that type of relationship with God where you see God working in the midst of all circumstances and situations. Even if you can't see. Remember, the atheist had to see. But the child of God doesn't have to see. He's just thankful for what God has done, what God is doing, and what God is going to do. Hallelujah. Appreciative. Appreciative. Hallelujah. Because we take God's word. Amen. And we believe God's word. And right here in Psalm 139, hallelujah, it says, Thou hast searched me and known me. That means He's there. He's with you. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Woo. It's kind of like Brother Lucas made mention, you know, when you think you're complete and you realize there's more to be done. Why? Because God knows us. And He knows us better than we know ourselves. And a lot of times we think we have arrived and we realize, wait a minute, there's another step here. Praise God, to go higher in God and closer to God and more sensitive to God. Hallelujah. He knows my sitting down and He knows when I get up. He knows my thoughts. He understands. See, this is more than just knowing. How many times have you personally said, I don't understand why they're doing that? Or I don't understand why I need to do this. See, but He understands your way of thinking. You see, because everybody doesn't think like I think. Everybody doesn't think like Matthew thinks. Everybody doesn't think like Michael thinks or Tony thinks. Everybody does not think the same way. The process of the mind is not the same in each one. But everybody thinks. And everyone envisions things in their mind because that's how we remember them. But not everybody envisions the same thing. Amen. But God understands the way we think. Wow. Hallelujah. He understands our ins and our outs. He understands, if you will, our ups and our downs. You know, our roller coaster rides a lot of times in our Christian life. He understands why we're up. He understands why we're down. He understands these things. Yet His mercy endures forever. Woo, hallelujah. And had God not moved on our behalf and moved in our understanding and brought us to the light, we'd be lost. See, He worked in my life according to my thought pattern to bring me to the understanding of what I needed. Even though I couldn't see. See, this was a very hard thing for me because I like to see things. You give me a picture of something that needs a symbol, Brother Cisneros, and I'll put it together just like that picture. But you tell me to put it together by reading the instructions, it'll take me twice as long. Because I'm a guy that likes to see. Oh, I don't like glasses. Yes, they help you see better there, but not here or here or here. Unless you do this or this or this. Oh, I don't like that. Woo! If those who wear glasses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you see, I have not arrived there yet. I will soon, I'm sure. But I have not arrived there yet. Because I'm a guy that likes to see. I like that panoramic. I like to see because my mind takes it in from wall to wall, Brother Cisneros. Doesn't just take it in here in the front section, here in the center section. My mind takes That's just how my mind operates. That's how my thought pattern. And so give me a picture. See, then there's other individuals that you give them a picture and they're scratching their head. Give me the instructions. See, we think different. Our minds operate different. But God understands that. So it makes no difference how your mind operates. God's got your number. Woo! Hallelujah. No matter how you and I may try to get away from God, God knows just how to put His finger on us. Oh, don't you love that? Now, some may not be appreciative of that at the moment. No, if you're not wanting to hear from God, and you're not wanting to run unto God, but you're running away from God, then you don't like the fact that God's got your number and He's putting His finger on you. Woo! Glory. But when it's all said and done and God gets to have His way and your life transforms to the glory of God and to the help of your life, you're going to be glad He did not leave you alone. You're going to be glad that He knew and understood the way you think. You see, I have learned over the course of time that whatever choices and whatever decisions people make, they always have their reason. You can call it an excuse if you want to, but it's still their reason. Or if I can put it like this, their reasoning, the way they think. Now, I was talking to an individual today, and he was talking about a situation, and he was talking about himself and his brother, and how that his brother thought one way about a situation, and he thought totally an opposite way about a situation. But they're brothers, and it was dealing with their father. And, in his mind, he could not understand why the brother felt the way he did. Because it would not have been a big thing to him. But to the brother, it was a big thing. Ooh, hello. So just because it's not a big thing to you, doesn't mean it's not a big thing to somebody else. And you can't look through your own thought pattern at somebody else's life. And this is why you and I desperately need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Desperately need the infilling of the Spirit of God. Because we will become narrow-minded and think God only operates according to how we think. And God operates according to how everybody. Because He understands our thoughts and the reason why we think. And so then he begins to immediately minister, hallelujah, to the need of my heart and of my soul according to my thought pattern. My thought pattern. Hallelujah. I trust you're seeing why we should be so appreciative of our salvation, of our God, of what he goes through. Woo! What he goes through for you and me. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful tonight for the long suffering of God? Hallelujah. How many times did God deal with us about that circumstance or that situation or that habit of life before we finally got serious about doing something about it? Wow. And just about the time we thought we got away from it, here came a move of the glory of God and reminded us of what he spoke to us sometimes long years ago that we just never really paid attention to then. But wow, here it is again today. Why? Because he knows our thoughts. He knows the way we think. He knows how we operate, our rising up, our sitting down. Bottom line, where could I go to get away from God? Do you realize the backslider is not getting away from God? Do you realize that every time they lay their head down on their pillow at night, Holy Ghost is right there. He's talking to them. Oh, yeah. That's why you got to keep praying. That's why you got to keep praying. Hallelujah. And all those that are lost, and they don't know that they're lost, or some of them know that they're lost and they're just not wanting to do anything about being lost. When they lay their head down at night, unless they've consumed drugs or alcohol, it's on their mind. Because that's how the Holy Ghost works. That's what the prayers of the saints are all about. Is that the Spirit of God continually works there where the need is the greatest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciative is what I'm preaching on here tonight. You may think I'm going way away from that, but really I'm not, because this is what appreciative and appreciation produces in us. It produces a faith and a closeness to our God that we really just don't want to do anything without Him, because we realize how involved He really is in our lives and we want Him there. Hallelujah. And that's what appreciation does in our heart and in our soul. That Psalms 139 down 23 and 24, then here comes the cry, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The psalmist already stated that God already knew. But now the psalmist is requesting, God, show me. Hallelujah. I know you know my way, so search my way. Hallelujah. And lead me in the way everlasting. You see, the only way I'm going to know if there's any wicked way in me is if I appreciate the fact that God loves me enough to show me. You see, if I'm not thankful for what God does in my life, I'm not going to want to know my life. I'm not going to want to know my wicked way. Because why? It's all about me. It's all about my way. It's all about how I want it. It's all about what I want to do. It's all about my ambitions. It's all about my desires. It's all about me. Because if I ask God to search me, He might want something of me I don't want. Hello. You see, but then when I become appreciative to the fact of God's mercy, God's grace, God's hand upon my life, He knows everything about me, yet He's still reaching for me. He knows everything about me, my thoughts and the way I think. He knows everything about my rebellion. He knows everything about my disobedience. Yet He's reaching for me. He's reaching for me. And He's not giving up on me because He wants me to know Him and the power of His resurrection. He wants me to know the fellowship of His suffering, because when I suffer in the flesh, the Bible says I have ceased from sin. Wow. What's that mean? That means when I don't have to have it in my way, but I'm ready for it to be Jesus' way, I have ceased from sin. But if I'm still bent on having it my way, and I still want to do it my way, and I still want to enjoy the things I want to enjoy, sin is knocking at the door, if not already in. But you see, when my heart is filled with thanksgiving, it's not filled with me, is it? It's filled with Him. That's why I need to be full of the Holy Ghost, because it's going to produce an appreciative heart, which means I'm always giving thanks to God for everything. Wow. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Do you see the power in that? The mind that is set on God, a single-minded man or woman, their mind is set on God because their heart is filled with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And giving honor to where honor is due. All the good things in my life have come from serving the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. That's, oh, glory to the King. That's appreciative tonight. Psalms 150, we read it all the time. We quote it all the time. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise Him with a psaltery and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. How in the world are you going to fulfill that? You're going to have to be appreciative. If you don't have appreciation for what God's doing in your life, you're not going to be praising Him. You're not going to be singing. You're not going to be excited about singing. You're not going to be excited about playing instruments. You're not going to be excited about anything that pertains to God, because you're still, once again, and I'm moving backwards, you're your own God. And the only way you find any joy, according to the way you may think, is when you get your will and you do what you want to do. What kind of life is that? Well, if you're living that kind of life tonight and you're in the house of God hearing this message, it's a miserable one. It's a miserable one. Because joy only comes to the thankful in heart. Joy only comes to those who appreciate what God is doing in their lives. Wow. Hallelujah. You see, those that are filled with thanksgiving and appreciation, you won't find them ever mad at God. How could they be? They're so thankful for everything God's doing. How could they ever be mad at Him? Without God, there'd be no salvation. I wouldn't be saved without God. I wouldn't be filled with the Holy Ghost without God. I wouldn't have breath in my body without God. Hallelujah. All the provisions of home and vehicles and all that, that comes from God's blessings upon my efforts of obedience to God. Some would say, well, I work for that. Well, who gave you the ability to work? Who gave you the opportunity to work? I mean, you know, if you want to take God completely out of your life, look at the shape America's in. That's the shape you'll be in. Because that's what's going on in America. They have forgotten God. They do not want to retain the knowledge of God in their thinking. And that produces a self-willed generation that whatever they do is right to them. But you see, if your heart is filled with thanksgiving and you know that your breath has come from God, your life has come from God. Without God, you possibly wouldn't have your life. I personally have had several near-death experiences. And had it not been for God, I wouldn't be here today. And I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not just maybe weeks, months, I don't really remember exact time. After I got saved, I was out in the pasture. I was brush hogging with an old 7-foot pull behind brush hog, brush cutter. Brush hog's a brand. And I was just driving around and around, and this old cutter, we had patched it up from time to time. You know, they sitting out in the rain, they get rusty, they rust out, rust through. We'd replaced all that. I'm just driving along here, and the ground's kind of rough. I'm on a little red Massey Ferguson 65 tractor, and it's just all that little tractor could do to pull that brush cutter. And I'm just driving along there, praising God, worshiping God, thanking God for my salvation. You know, it's just not long after I got saved. You do that, you know, when you get saved. Yeah, and if you keep it alive, you do it for all your life. Hallelujah. But if it just grows old to you, then you get kind of settled in. You don't do that anymore, but I didn't want to do that, so I was still doing it, praise God. And all of a sudden, I hit, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a farm or out in a pasture where the cattle walk all the time. It creates a groove in the ground called a cow path. This one happened to be about 6 inches deep. And so I'm driving along there, and I hit it with the tractor, you know, boom, boom, you know. And when that brush cutter hit that cow path, there was a chunk of steel about 6 inches in a round diameter. I heard it hit the blade. And just in a moment of time, I didn't even think about it, but I heard it hit that blade. And there's just something in me that said, duck. And so I just ducked, and hear that come flying right where my head was. It would have killed me dead. So you come too late to try to tell this man God don't take care of his children. Because the enemy wanted to take me out right then and there. But God had other plans. That's just one instance. Amen? That's why I'm very appreciative to the fact that God is in front of me. God is beside me. God is behind me. He knows the way I think. He knows how I operate. And He is working with me and working on me and doing His best to work through me. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. And what does that produce? That produces a thanksgiving that I'm praising Him for His mighty acts. Hallelujah. Now, if you've never experienced the mighty act of God, then you're going to probably have difficulty praising Him for a mighty act. But I've done seen too many of them. And it doesn't take me anything to praise Him for His mighty acts, because He's done multitudes. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. You got to believe Him. You got to trust Him. And sometimes you even have to become a problem to the enemy. If you're not a problem to the enemy, then you probably haven't had too many mighty acts. He has you where he wants you. It's those that are serving and rising and pressing and, oh, wow, that he wants to try to take out. You know, it's been said before, the minute you surrender to God, there's a big bullseye right on your back for the fiery darts of the enemy. But just as sure as there's a big red bullseye on your back, there is a great big shield of faith on your back. Woo, hallelujah. Because you ain't running from the enemy. You're taking him head on. Hallelujah. If you turn and run, well, yeah, he's got a straight shot at that bullseye. But if you're facing him head on, all he finds is that faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, and he has to flee. Woo, praise God. I'm talking about appreciative tonight, being thankful for what God's doing, praising him for what he's doing, praising him for what he's done, praising him for his excellent greatness. That's praising him for what he's going to do. Woo, praise God. I'm going to close with this scripture here tonight. This is to that born-again, spirit-filled believer. By him, therefore, speaking of Jesus Christ, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Praise God. Appreciative. A heart filled with thanksgiving. Letting thanksgiving flow from our lips continually. Not looking at what God's not doing. Not looking at souls that haven't got saved. Looking at the ones that have got saved. And then looking at the ones that are going to get saved. Hallelujah. That faith comes from a heart of thanksgiving. And appreciative to God for his excellent works. Hallelujah. What God has done in the past, he will do, can do, and will do again. Amen. When God wants to do it. Or when men continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. That doesn't necessarily mean praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That means I continue to take it to God because I know God is the one that's going to meet the need. And I just keep taking it to God until he meets the need. The little lady that kept coming to the judge, he didn't give her her request because he liked her. Because he even felt sorry for her. But he gave her her request because he got tired of hearing her. Now, God don't operate that way, but the importunity that is produced and assimilated in that is what Jesus Christ was after. You just keep coming. You just keep asking. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. All those are in the progressive tense. In other words, you just keep going. You just keep going until God brings direction, an answer, or it happens. That's the kind of faith God's looking for. That's the kind of faith that will move mountains. Is that we just keep believing God, keep trusting God. Just, hey, it didn't work out. Well, you know, I encountered that. We encountered that. All right, we're going to build a building out behind the 502 East 4th. We're going to build a building out here. We got dirt hauled in. We're going to build a building out here. God said it's time to go bigger. I don't doubt God said it's time to go bigger, but we wasn't going to build a building out there. That wasn't the rest of the plan. And so we're offered a building around the corner. So we're thinking, okay, well, then we're going to get a building around the corner. Yeah. Well, we're believing God. We know God gave the directive. It's time to go bigger. It's time for the change. It's time for a new phase. So we go, we scope out the building around the corner. We have some graduation services in it. Nice facility, nice sanctuary. I'm just going to insert this in here. I'm glad we got this sanctuary instead. Ooh, praise God. But what was going on? Did we not have faith? Were we missing God? No, he was just taking us on the journey of faith. Faith's a journey, church. That's hardly ever cut and dry. It's a journey. I mean, the little lady with the issue of blood, she had a good thought, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. But she had to do it. She had to work through the throng, knowing she wasn't supposed to be there, and at any moment somebody could grab her and take her before the council, and she wouldn't get to touch the hem of his garment. Because she wasn't supposed to be there. She was unclean. But what she had to do, she had to press. And she did. She was touched. But it wasn't when she first had the thought. And it wasn't when Jesus immediately passed by. She had to work through the throng of people. Wow, it was a journey. Mm-hmm. I always think of the blind man he told to go to the pool and wash. I know too many people, Christian folks, that if Jesus would have told them that, they would have just laughed and said, I'm blind, I can't do that. I've never done that before. We don't find that in the scripture. We find that however, whoever, wherever, he went to the pool and washed his eyes. His faith was on a journey. All through the scripture, faith's a journey. And you see, that journey is made easier by an appreciative heart. Giving thanksgiving to God. I mean, you know, Job, if anybody had trouble, Job had trouble. If anybody had sorrow, Job had sorrow. And Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. I'm still going to trust him. Though God slay me, the famous words of Job, still I will trust him. There's no reason not to trust God. It's just not. Just because things don't go like we envisioned or see, it's not really grounds for not trusting God for his great mighty works and his excellence. Hallelujah. And so we see then, offering that sacrifice of praise to God continually. That sacrifice is not talking about that it's hard to do. It's talking about that it is that sweet-smelling savor sacrifice to God. Why? Because I'm praising him and I'm thanking him because he's God. He's God and he's mindful of me and he knows my ways. He knows my thoughts. He knows my sorrow. He knows my grief. He knows everything about it. And he is on the scene. And I can't help but think of what God told the Apostle Paul. My grace is sufficient for thee. It didn't happen like Paul wanted it to happen. But yet God spoke to him. That was good enough. That was good enough. It reminds me of Sister Ellen over here the other Sunday morning. We were praying. And it didn't seem like we were getting anywhere. But then God spoke. We were getting somewhere, church. We were getting heaven moving. And then God spoke. And what God said brought a peace to her heart. And she knew, God knew all about it. And she was ready and willing to wait on God. I don't know whether you realize it or not, she didn't go out of here healed. But she went out of here, his grace was sufficient. Yeah. He spoke and said, wait upon the Lord. And she received that, and immediately peace flooded her soul. And really, it was like the pain went away, because she heard from heaven and she believed God. That's faith, church. That's that journey of faith of letting God be God. I found out a long time ago, you can't make God do something you want done. But you can ask and keep asking and keep trusting and keep believing. And God, in His time, will bring it to pass. Church, I didn't finish my story a while ago. We didn't make it into that other building. We ended up buying this building. And this building came out of the blue. This building was not even on my thinking pattern at all. And I'll be honest with you, what you see in this sanctuary here tonight was not in my thinking pattern either. But that was in the thinking pattern of some younger men coming up in the ranks. And they asked, why couldn't we just go ahead and do what we need to do? Because see, my way of thinking in my mind was, let's just get in here so we can have church in here. We'll take care of that later. That wasn't good thinking. I'm sorry. And I'm glad that they came and said, why don't we just go ahead and do it? Now's the time. And it was a lot of work. But look what work can do. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful that they suggested and asked if we could do that. More or less, they just tied me up and beat me real good and said, we're doing it, Dad. No, no, they didn't. No, they just said, you know, Dad, we really need to do that. We really need to. And I said, you know, as much as it scares me, there's that fear factor, Brother Cisneros. Much as it scares me, you're right. We just need to step out and by faith do what needs to be done to make it to where we can have it the way we want it. And it's all been taken care of. It expended all of our money we had put back in the building fund. But it's done. It's a journey. We still have to keep journeying on the faith. We know God said we need a bigger building. We know God's provided this building, and it's been preached. It's a tool. It's a tool. And the journey's not over. The faith that it took to be obedient to pursue a larger building is the same faith we're going to have to pursue to fill it now. Woo, hallelujah. And the way it's going to be filled is with a heart filled with thanksgiving for what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Not looking at the empty seats, but looking at the fact as we have seats to fill. Woo, praise be to God. You know, I realize that's that proverbial half full, half empty. Well, you can look half empty all you want, but you're going to find me looking half full all the time. Why? Because I appreciate what God has done, not what He hasn't done. Hallelujah. And I appreciate the hand of the Lord upon our lives and how He moves in this sanctuary to bring us into a greater spiritual being. Praise God. Because without the moving of the Spirit of God, none of us will grow. It takes that Spirit of God moving as He's been moving to get our attention and get our reality and get our thanksgiving flowing so we'll listen when God begins to speak. Because if we're not thankful for what God's done, we won't listen to what God's doing. And there won't be praise continually in my lips. Sometimes it don't get done. Could I have a piano player tonight? I purpose in my heart to not complain, to not grumble, because I know that there is no good thing that comes from it. If you can find something that comes that's good from complaining, please come and enlighten me. But if you can find something that comes because of praising, for God inhabits the praise of His people. But what happened to all the complainers in the Bible? Well, they met God, but it wasn't the presence that they wanted. The earth opened, and they went alive into the pit of hell for their grumbling, complaining, and murmuring. But what happened to all those that were thankful for what God had done? We don't have to count very far. Anybody can count to two. Woo! Joshua and Caleb, the only two that got to go into the land of Canaan. Why? Because their heart was filled with thanksgiving. Their heart was filled with appreciation for what God had done. And because they knew the excellency and the greatness of their God, what is that? That's praise. That's thanksgiving. They said, take it. We can take it. Let's go in. Let's obey God. And nobody else wanted to follow. Everybody else wanted to murmur and complain. But who got to go in? The ones whose fruit of their lips was praise to God. Thanksgiving to God, appreciation for what God had done and what God was going to do. They said, we can take the land because our God will go before us. We can take the land. It'll be like Jericho. Wow. What is that? That was appreciation for what God had done at Jericho. Amen. Well, that's two different stories. They still had appreciation when Jericho came on the scene. But they had done come through the Red Sea. They had already seen Pharaoh's army drowned in the Red Sea. They had gotten water out of a rock. Wow. They had gotten manna from heaven. They had gotten quail. Wow. Glory to God. Well, what's so sad is only Joshua and Caleb had a thankful heart for it, had appreciative heart, had praise going up to God. Everybody else in that particular group of people were just living for themselves. They weren't thinking about God. They weren't thinking about anybody else. They were thinking about themselves. And you will find a heart filled with thanksgiving is always thinking about somebody else. Because they're thankful for what God and others have done to bless them and serve them. You see, I'm thankful tonight for everything you have done as a congregation on this journey of faith. I'm thankful for what these children have done on this journey of faith. I'm thankful for what the teenagers have done on this journey of faith. And I'm thankful for what God has done on this journey of faith. And I'm thankful tonight because I know, should Jesus tarry, the journey is not over. And I want to continue on giving praise and thanksgiving to my God so that it will continually produce faith and confidence in my God. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. Father in heaven, Lord, I rejoice. God, in your word, I rejoice in your promises. I rejoice in the reality of what I've read in your word here tonight. You're in front of me. You're beside me. You're behind me. Lord, you know my way of thinking. You know my thoughts. You understand my thoughts afar off. Hallelujah. You see me, Lord, when I'm down. You see me when I'm up. Lord, you compass my path. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're acquainted with all my ways and everything that's coming against my life. You're acquainted with it, Lord. You haven't left me. You haven't forsaken me. You're always there. God of heaven, you're always there. No matter where I go and no matter what happens, you're always there. And I give you praise. I give you thanksgiving. Lord, help me, oh God, to lift my heart with my hands. And Lord, let the fruit of my lips be praised continually unto your mighty name, because you're God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, let's come around the altars tonight. Find us a place to pray. And let's praise our God. Hallelujah. Let's praise him for what he has done in our lives. Hallelujah.